This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here's a question. How many of you update your operating system with the latest updates as soon as they're available? And how many of you make sure that you have a reputable, solid antivirus and internet security solution installed on your computer and also make sure that it's renewed every year without fail? How many of you check your firewall settings and email filters and verify to check if the link that you're clicking is actually legitimate and not spam or even worse, some form of malicious software? We often take computer security for granted because of the same reason we take everything else for granted. We think it won't happen to us. And that's why a few weeks ago, over 200,000 computers from all around the world, including some here in Malaysia, were attacked by a form of ransomware called WannaCry. And yeah, it made them WannaCry. Thanks. So that's what today's episode is all about. How do you make sure that you are protected from these cyber attacks? What can you do every day to keep your computer safe from being taken hostage by hackers, or just basically safe from any form of virus, Trojan, worms, and other forms of malicious software? This is 5 for Fortune with Arvind Yuvaraj, and today's episode is called 5 Ways to Protect Yourself from Ransomware and Other Forms of Malicious Software. What is ransomware? By definition, ransomware is a type of malicious software designed to block access to a computer system until a sum of money is paid. That's right, more than 200,000 people clicked on a bogus link in their email or, you know, got it through an infected network, which allowed this ransomware to latch itself onto their PCs. It then blocked all access completely, meaning they couldn't use anything on their computers or access any of their files until they paid these hackers a few hundred US dollars to unlock their systems again. The problem was the software never really left their PCs. Experts found out that WannaCry left a backdoor open to their systems, meaning the computer was left vulnerable to another attack. Plus, there's no real guarantee that paying the ransom will unlock your computer. So as these cyber attacks continue to spread, what can we do to keep our precious files and documents safe from attacks?
Number 1.
One of the most important things that you can do is to update your software whenever a new update becomes available. That's why it's so important to use verified licensed Windows as your operating system. It's also important to use the latest version of Windows on your system. For example, if the latest version of Windows is Windows 10, make sure you're using Windows 10, or at least using a version of Windows that Microsoft still supports. The biggest revelation during the peak of the WannaCry attack was that all the computers affected were operating on an older version of Windows, maybe Windows 7, Windows Vista, or XP. And that's a pretty shocking find because a lot of these computers were in hospitals and government organizations and were completely crippled by the attack, forcing hospitals to turn patients away because their systems were being held hostage. It's a scary situation, but it also exposes the negligence across the board when it comes to the way we maintain our computers. Just listen to this excerpt pulled from the Telegraph website. The most disheartening revelation from the cyber attack was that there was a fix available for the ransomware before the attack. Microsoft, which makes Windows obviously, released a patch for the WannaCry vulnerability 8 weeks ago. In other words, if people had simply stayed on top of security updates, their machines would not have been infected. And that's a pretty bummer thing to hear after you've been affected. Now, I know these updates take a while to download and update sometimes, but with most updates, they usually run in the background until it's time to get them properly installed. Do not skip these updates. They are there for a reason, and most times that reason is to fix something like a compatibility function, or more importantly, a vulnerability in the system. So here's what you do. The next time you're on your PC, check the Windows update settings. It's easier to just allow it to download and install updates automatically because that way you wouldn't have to manually check it every time. If you're not sure how to do this, Google a step-by-step tutorial or ask someone who's more familiar with these settings. If your office has an IT department, get one of them to take a look. But then again, if it's your office notebook or desktop system, it should be set to update automatically already. And if you run an office, make sure you do this for all the computers on your network. The way the WannaCry ransomware works is that it installs itself on a PC once someone clicks the dodgy link, but once that happens, it can travel and infect other computers that are hooked up on the same network. So that's step number one. Always update your software and operating system.
Number two.
Step number two is probably the most obvious one of all. Always install antivirus software on your computer before accessing the internet or plugging in an external storage unit like a thumb drive or external hard drives. In short, just have a proper antivirus solution installed. I personally use Kaspersky Internet Security. It costs me about $150 every year. It's worth it. I've used it for about 6 years and I can personally vouch for it. But other notable brands are Norton Internet Security. McAfee is pretty good as well, although I feel that it's a bit heavy on my system, and Bitdefender Total Security is one of the best ones that you can find out there. But if you really don't want to pay for antivirus solutions, even though I strongly suggest that you please do, the best free antivirus software out there is Avira. I know some people would recommend Avast and AVG, but I would still recommend getting the premium editions for those by paying a yearly fee. However, with Avira, they actually have a pretty solid protection plan for something that's totally free. So if you're completely against paying for antivirus and would rather go free, you can download Avira from avira.com. That's A-V-I-R-A.com. Now, if you already have an antivirus software, make sure that it's always up to date. Most software will update automatically until your license expires, so keep an eye on that too. But if you want to make sure, just open up your antivirus window to check the updates tab and see if it's up to date. And if it's not, just hit the update button and it should, you know, work itself from there. And if your license has expired or is going to expire, most brands will also let you renew your subscription online, so that's pretty easy. Another important aspect to consider when it comes to antivirus and internet security are your settings. Check to see if your firewall is set too low and is allowing too many things to get through. Also check and see if plugging in an external storage unit triggers your antivirus to run a scan. It's so annoying to run one, I know, but if you're using a shared thumb drive or if you're unsure if whoever gave it to you has a clean system, it's always better to run a scan and scan the thing before letting it run on your system. Of course, this applies more towards viruses and worms and trojans and not so much towards ransomware, although those are pretty bad as well. So that's the super easy second step that you can do literally within the next hour to protect yourself. So if you've taken these two steps, which are updating your system and protecting your computer with a proper antivirus software, you're pretty much already in the safe zone against most attacks. It's never 100%, but doing these two alone raises your protection to safe levels. There are a few more things that you can do though, and I will run them down when we come back. This is 5 for Fortune on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bankers, financiers, and moneymakers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to 5 for Fortune. My name is Arvind Yuvaraj and we're talking about 5 things that you can do to protect yourself against ransomware. This episode comes in light of the massive WannaCry ransomware attack that happened a couple of weeks ago, affecting more than 200,000 computers across the globe. Now, before the break, we covered updating your operating system to its latest version, using versions of Windows that are still supported by Microsoft, and also installing a proper antivirus software on your computer. It might cost you a couple of $100, but it's completely worth it, trust me. Now, if you do those things, you're relatively safe from most cyber attacks, but there are a few other ways from which you can get hit. The biggest culprit in this list is, of course, emails. It's the medium for harmless things like silly junk mail and, I don't know if these things still exist, chain mail, remember those? All the way to very dangerous links that could completely cripple your system. So let's check that out as number 3 on today's list. This one is called emails.
Number three.
So how do you spot a fishy email? Number one, look carefully at the email address of the sender to see if it is coming from a legitimate address. Also, look for obvious typos and grammatical errors in the body, because for some reason, people who forward these links can't spell to save their lives. So an email coming from a bank that doesn't use capital letters where it should and misspells certain words should be a pretty big red flag. You can also hover over hyperlinks without clicking on them, by the way, to see whether they direct you to suspicious web pages. You'll normally see the destination URL pop up above your cursor or on the bottom left of your browser. These dodgy links normally have weird URLs that are either too long or don't make any sense. Obviously, a formal email isn't going to come from age+000external9.html whatever or some random series of numbers, so that's another major red flag. Also, keep in mind that if an email appears to have come from your bank or credit card company or internet service provider, always remember that they will never ever ask for sensitive information like your password or your MyCard number in the email, so never reply to emails like this. Those emails have a tendency of creating panic in a user by saying you've lost a certain amount of money or your account has been temporarily suspended or blocked and all your money has been put on hold or something ridiculous like that. And there'll be a link for you to quote-unquote unlock your account again. Don't fall for these ridiculous scams. Always verify these suspicious emails by calling your bank's customer service number. It takes a while longer, I know, and with some banks it could take forever. But it's worth the wait if you're unsure about what you're receiving in your inbox. In addition to all that, ransomware developers also love using pop-up windows that advertise software products that remove malware. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book. Pretend to be the hero when you're actually the jerk. Wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak. So do not click on these links, do not click on these emails or anything that comes through these pop-ups. Just safely close the windows and delete the email. And if it's an email that has been sent to everyone in your office, warn them as well. Now, speaking of warning everyone in the office, this next step is for anyone who is in charge of multiple computers in your office.
Number 4.
For large enterprises, keeping every computer up to date can be tricky business. A lot of times computers are left with pending updates because people are busy and they don't want these updates to take up time at work. And that's completely understandable. But as someone who is in charge of multiple systems in your office, it's important to make sure that everyone is updated and is using proper antivirus shields. This is because computers in an office are usually hooked up to a single network and they can communicate with one another. If one computer gets infected, it can pretty much pass it on to other computers via the interconnected systems. So create a security plan for your business and stick to it. Now, the silver lining in the WannaCry attack is that businesses can learn from how WannaCry spread through the Windows file sharing system by developing a schedule for when computers company-wide should automatically install the latest software updates. Companies should determine the best time to apply these security updates to office computers without interrupting productivity. Your IT people should also regularly educate and test employees on spotting suspicious emails. Now, I know these steps are kind of bothersome and annoying and very muffin, especially if it comes to these IT talks that go on and on and on forever with the PowerPoint presentations, but they are a necessary tool to combat cyber attacks and other malicious software. Think about it this way. You may be tech savvy and up to date with your computer security, but others may not be as well versed as you are. So it's important to convey these messages and make sure everyone is on board with your security plan. And of course, if you're the one in charge, you need to make sure you actually stick to that plan, or else you might find your systems crippled one day and you don't want that to happen, no? Right, final step on today's list is next. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about 5 steps that you can take to protect yourself from ransomware and other cyber attacks. So if you'd like to catch up on the rest of the episode, just head on over to the Apple App Store or Google Play on your phones and get the BFM app, now available on Apple's CarPlay as well. The final simple step that you can take to protect yourself is, of course, creating a backup of all your data, or at least your most important data.
There's a lot of these deep thinkers in their great laboratories don't know.
Number 5.
Contrary to popular belief, there's actually no 100% security against hackers and cyber attacks and malicious software. You could have all the protection in the world and still get stuck with a form of ransomware. It happens. Hackers and phishers and the people who design these attacks are always leveling up and trying new ways to infiltrate new systems. And unfortunately, sometimes they succeed. Now, don't be too upset or lose hope, because these instances are very, very rare. And most times, an up-to-date system and good antivirus, as well as an awareness of suspicious links, should keep you in the safe zone. But in the event, God forbid, that your system is compromised and you realize that your computer has been infected, it's always great to have all your important files and documents in a separate drive as a backup. Or better still, upload important files to the cloud. You can use Google Drive or Dropbox or any other genuine cloud storage system. And if it's worth the price for that much space, go for it and send all your important documents up there. It also helps to organize what you need to backup and what you absolutely don't. So be smart about it. While you could backup every single thing, it's better to just backup the most important files and folders to save space and also to make recovery a much easier process. Make backing up your data a habit and stick to a schedule. Either set your documents to backup automatically using solutions that come with your computer, or set a time to do it once every few days, or at worst, once a week. It's as simple as knowing what you need and copying it onto a hard drive or sending it up to the cloud. To be extra safe, unplug the hard drive from your PC once you're done, because remember, anything connected to an infected PC is at risk as well. The easiest way to get out of ransomware is actually to wipe your whole system clean, format and reset, and then retrieve your backup. It's not as good as not being hit in the first place, but if it does happen, then at least you know your most important files are stored away somewhere safe and sound and secure. So that's about it for today's episode. 5 easy steps that you can take to protect yourself from ransomware, cyber attacks, and other forms of malicious programs. Now, in the event that you have been hacked and your computer is being held hostage, what should you do, really? If you're already a victim of ransomware, the first thing to do is disconnect your computer from the internet so it does not infect another machine. And don't panic. Like I said, if you have a backup of all your files, the best thing to do is to wipe your system and start fresh. And if you're not sure about how to do that, get someone who does to help you out. At the same time, you can also ask this person or the IT expert at your office who specializes in data recovery to see if your options are there to get your data back. If there are none, don't lose hope just yet, because there may be a few new security tools to unlock your files in the future. So there are a bunch of options to choose from, but experts have always said that you should never ever pay the ransom. Not because it's just feeding into the hacker's plan and it's pretty unethical, but also because there's no guarantee that you'll get your computer back. In the case of WannaCry, the hackers were pretty much swamped with requests to unlock other systems after payments had been made, that they apparently couldn't respond to all requests on time, and some not at all. So be careful about making that decision unless for whatever reason you absolutely have to, but the rule of thumb is, do not pay the ransom. Anyway, that's all the time that I have for this episode. I mentioned last week that I might be doing an episode on jobs that Malaysians want most, right? I couldn't do it this week, and I wanted to cover this first because of the recent attack. So I'm pretty sure that'll happen next week. So tune in for that. This has been 5 for Fortune. This is Arvind Yuvraj, and I'll be back at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes, covering some pretty cool stories today. So stick around for that. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.